This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Karachi, Pakistan. We're about to meet a player in a brutal political game. It's the fight for control of one of the world's largest cities. The man is the mayor of Karachi, which means he works on the urban frontier. That's our name for a series of reports about the world's expanding cities. This city was known for green leafy parks like the one we're standing in now until its population exploded. Now it's better known for neighborhoods that stretch for miles in every direction from here. The mayor says he wants to reshape a sprawling, dirty place. All he has to do is overcome a legacy of bad government and violence. 15 million residents, maybe more, live in crowded neighborhoods like the one where the mayor visited a community center.
You can't imagine how this place was. You can't imagine. I'll show you the pictures. I mean, there was nothing here. It was like a ghost paradise, you know?
Syed Mustafa Kamal cut the ribbon at the newly renovated center. He paused to read a new plaque that included his name, and then he took a lightning tour, striding room to room.
This institute is based on...
When a man began a slideshow presentation, the mayor begged him to shorten it.
I would just like to interrupt you. Just show us how it was before. I know who you are. I know everything. Please show us the place where you're sitting right now. How was it before and what is today and how is going to be tomorrow?
The mayor is in a hurry at age 36. He wears a dark business suit and a goatee. He runs Pakistan's financial capital and its major seaport. Billions of dollars move through Karachi, yet it's so short of public services that in hot weather the electricity goes out daily. Many residents had to dig their own sewers. When Syed Kamal took office in 2006, he says he began with a warning to his staff.
I must tell you that the guy, pedestrian, a common citizen on the road, which is passing, he doesn't feel good about you all, and he doesn't feel good about me as well, because he thinks that we are not a good people, whoever is sitting in this.
The average voter is not happy with you.
The average voter, average common man, they feel that we are a corrupt people. We have to show by our actions to the people of Karachi that we care for them.
The mayor ordered the city to speed up highway construction, and he took us on a tour of new roads and overpasses.
Are people driving more?
Every day, they are driving more. Every day, 600 new cars comes in on the road. Every day, 600 new cars comes on Karachi's road.
Even critics praise the mayor's effort, though an independent group's recent study questioned whether traffic is really getting better. Next to the city government building, there's a giant hole in the ground. The mayor expects a Malaysian firm to build a brand new office tower there. And as we'll hear this week, giant development firms have come in from Dubai, one of the most rapidly developing cities on Earth.
Is Dubai in any way a model for what you're trying to do?
Not really. Dubai is not a model. I want to create Karachi as a model. But we are cutting and pasting things from different part of the world, what they have done. If that suits to my land, to my environment, I must bring it.
Monsoon rains flooded Karachi's streets, so the mayor went around London, videotaping storm drains. The mayor got excited about Shanghai's garbage collection, and that will influence the way that Karachi does it this summer.
My city is a dirty city. It's not clean. The garbage is the main problem.
It may be harder to clean up the city's history of political violence. We're listening to television coverage from 2007. It shows gunmen linked to rival political parties. They battled in the streets of Karachi. Dozens of people were killed, including a Karachi ambulance driver. Gunmen nearly killed a second ambulance driver, the man we profiled yesterday on this program. According to a witness, the gunman came from the mayor's party. They thought the driver belonged to the wrong ethnic group. We asked about that violence when we met a top official of the mayor's party. That official is the provincial governor. He acknowledged that members of his party and others got out of control, and he gave a detailed account of his own efforts to prevent it. The governor's statements were unusually frank for Karachi's ruling party. That party is known by its initials, MQM. It operates in a city where numerous politicians from all parties have been killed in recent years. When accused of a role, MQM members usually respond as the party founder does. Altaf Hussein calls such accusations a conspiracy by his opponents.
They blame MQM that they are terrorists, they are involved in violence, where the preaching and ideology of the NQM is entirely different.
Altaf Hussain is a one-time student activist. He founded the MQM to defend Karachi's biggest ethnic group, and he dominates Karachi. The mayor, for example, says he was, quote, nobody before Hussain and the party selected him. Altaf Hussain has that kind of power even though he hasn't seen the city in years. He's in self-imposed exile in London. He speaks to meetings and rallies in Pakistan by telephone.
The people are in front of my eyes. They listen over the loudspeakers, and they imagine that I'm there.
It isn't hard for people to imagine that he's there. His party put up posters of Hussein's face all over Karachi. His followers preserved his empty house, and they proudly showed us the house, which is lit up like a shrine.
He has donated this property of his to the party.
They've even kept the bed where the exiled leader once slept. Altaf Hussain says he remains in London because of security threats. In the 1990s, Pakistan's military rounded up and killed thousands of his supporters, and he can still rattle off the dates that his relatives were taken away.
Because MQM does not want any sorts of military intervention in Pakistani politics.
That makes it surprising to learn how Altaf Hussain's party gained almost total control of Karachi. He made an alliance with the people who killed his supporters. He threw his party behind a military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf.
Was it hard to reach out to them, knowing the history with your family as well as your party in the military?
No.
It was not hard to reach out to them?
No. What do you mean?
I mean, was it difficult for you to reach out and make some accommodation, make some kind of deal with the military, knowing the difficult history?
No, we are very flexible people, you know.
That bargain with a military leader cleared the way for Hussein's party to gain power in Karachi. That's what cleared the way for those bridges and real estate deals. Musharraf's government paid for many of the improvements. Syed Mustafa Kemal was able to win the mayor's office and cut the ribbon at a college building as his party supporters cheered. The mayor has seized his opportunity. He set up a computerized call center to take complaints. He set up dozens of cameras to monitor crime. He told us the key for Karachi is to maintain the rule of law. He was speaking just days after an unsolved crime in Karachi. It's a crime in which the mayor's own party has denied involvement. An opposition politician was murdered in the street. We are reporting from Karachi for our series, The Urban Frontier. Tomorrow, we'll meet a woman who says her life was threatened when she stood in the way of development.
And then I rang up those people and I said, listen, I'm fed up of this cat and mouse game. Stop threatening. You really want to kill me? I'm standing on the road outside my house with my children and you come and kill us and you get it over with. Because we were fed up of it.